This is Global View with Seema Mathur-Hopkins. My guest is Dr. William Samuelson. He is a Holocaust survivor, and he also served in the U.S. Army in Korea. From survivor to soldier, he has an incredible perspective on war. You were born in Poland and just 11 years old when you were taken to a concentration camp.
Yeah. The Gestapo officers would stood there in front of the mob, of the crowd, and he would, with one index finger, he put people to labor, and to left, they were all going to extermination. My mother was 32 years old. She went with my sister.
And did you know in that moment what was going to happen to your sister and your mother?
I knew, but I rejected it because I looked forward to see them again. The Jewish people whom they did not kill immediately with gas or shooting them, they used to work us to death, and they've taken us to a concentration camp, which was a labor camp, slave labor, Buchenwald.
How many years were you in the concentration camp?
6.5 years. We looked like jaundice. Mm-hmm. You become a skeleton. Mm-hmm. Starvation and toxic powder.
What did you tell yourself every day? How did you survive?
I saw that enemies could also be angels, could also be good people. And they were enemies and helped us. Among the Nazis, there were people, there were men who knew that they were giving their lives if they were caught giving us help.
And what kind of help did they give you?
This one in the factory, he was the supervisor of our place. He called my number, 114-6600. I could barely walk. I dragged my feet. He was very stern, and I looked into his eyes. When you spend time in confinement with other people, very, very dense, you have to know who they are. You know, you have to have an instinct. Looking to their eyes, you find whether there is a human or an animal. And he was a human. And I smiled at him. And he smiled at me. And then he showed me a pail of water and a mop. And he said, can you mop the floor? I said, yes, sir. So I'll be back in half an hour. There was his Gestapo leather jacket, black jacket. Out of one of his pockets protruded a sandwich, and I ate it. Okay, he came back, looked around, and he told me, come back tomorrow. I came tomorrow 31 days in succession. Sometimes there were two sandwiches they gave to my friends too. Mm. And then the Allies bombed the factory. And I didn't even have his name.
Wow.
Otherwise, if there were not people like that, and I called them angels, we would not have gone through.
I'm so glad that you survived, and you survived to tell your beautiful story and share your knowledge.
I thank you.